This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, informational, and fun radio show on the earth. And I think it's all due to Denise Dirks and allowing us to understand how to say words in a different manner.
I followed your lead.
Oh, I love Denise. You know what's good about this is Denise is such a stalwart. She really runs the show for us boys, but she just loves, we can tease her and it just does, she doesn't get offended. She just doesn't get offended. She loves it. But those of you who listen to the first hour, marinara is marina sauce. And ragu sauce is reggae.
Boys are weird.
Boys are.
Look, if marinara is now marina, is the converse true? I mean, do I dock my boat at a slip at the marinara?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Just making sure. Okay.
I listen to ragu music all the time.
I do, you know.
And those little items running around your kitchen? Pestos.
I don't get that.
Pestos. It was a malaprop, just a misapplication of the word. That
gosh.
Was all.
Well, in our third era, we're going to be doing case or no quesadilla.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's a good one. We could do that. We could talk about Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, Harvey
Weinstein. So again, the
Harvey,
class action
Harvey,
suit. Harvey. It has been amended Wednesday in New York, the class action suit against him for sexual battery. And there's such a long list of allegations, but it's been amended by an anonymous woman, again, talking about the anonymous issue.
That's right.
Who claims that she was repeatedly attacked in 2002 through 2011 at the age of 16, at the beginning, at the age of 16, as she was an aspiring model. And she alleges that she didn't receive any work from Weinstein or any of his companies because she rebuffed his advances. So that's kind of interesting.
I look at this here. And first, just
that's Variety, by the way, brought that out.
Just a couple of things here. because this doesn't often get reported. But when somebody comes forth with an anonymous complaint, okay, that, by and large, is to protect the individual from scrutiny by the general public, by the press, by whatever. However, behind the scenes, behind the doors in litigation between the parties, the identity of the individual will have to be made known to both parties. Otherwise, the defendant would not be able to defend themselves. Especially,
it would be a violation of its constitutional right to be able to challenge those witnesses against
them. Especially in a criminal case where you have a Sixth Amendment right to confront witnesses against you, they're going to have to know. And this is something that's it's interesting. This came up a lot back when I did employment and labor. And I did a couple of sexual harassment investigations for that. And people would commonly come forward, I'd like to make a complaint against so-and-so, but I want to do it anonymously. I don't want anybody to know. Well, I'm sorry. At some point in time, your identity is going to have to be made known. We can't do we can't promise anonymity and because a person has the right to defend themselves. And the company wants to be able to defend themselves. I mean, heaven forbid the company gets sued for slander under the, we fired you for somebody that anonymously complained about something. And then they're not able to prove the truth of what happened because that person wouldn't come forward. So anonymous doesn't always mean that all parties don't know. Now, when we get to this case with Weinstein, look, if it's true, this is just another case against Weinstein that's terrible. But, you know, there are some, I think, issues with this particular allegation. And we need to be able to look at these. And it's tough in a situation like this where public sentiment against Weinstein is so strong that people get to the point where they don't want to peel the onion on the allegation. But let's look at what we have here. A woman who said for over a 9-year period.
Right.
She continued to go back to a person that she now claims was
inappropriately
propositioning her and is claiming that she didn't get work because she constantly
rebuffed
his advances over 9 years. Now, here's the thing.
It's a long time.
Harvey Weinstein's a powerful individual, but he doesn't control everything. After 2 or 3 years or six, I would think that maybe you should be going to somebody else to try to get work, especially if you're a model. Harvey Weinstein is a movie mogul. This is a person that was looking for print work as a model.
I thought there was a connection between Weinstein and America's Top Model, or America's Next Top Model.
He produced the show.
He produced the show, but again, that's only one show. Look, there are... For every model that found work and fame from America's Next Top Model, there are probably 1,000 models that got work elsewhere and by not competing on the show. And so if I was defending Harvey Weinstein, and I'm not, but if I was, I would say, really? Over 9 years? You can't, that's like, yes, he stabbed me, and then I kept running into the knife times.
Here's the deal I want to say. We got to understand these are allegations.
That's right.
And Harvey Weinstein's attorney vehemently denies it, and so does Harvey. So
that's right.
So you have to, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's bad to jump up. We're attorneys. We are very neurotic, the three of us I know especially, about you're innocent until proven guilty. And I truly believe that. And I think that the problem with today's society, and not to get political because we're not political, is they're rushing to judgment because of the social media and everything so fast that you're guilty immediately the minute you're guilty in the press. So I don't like the fact that, look, we have a system. Let's push it through the system. And that's why it's not perfect, but guess what? It's the best in the world.
But this isn't a criminal matter. This is a civil matter.
This is.
The innocent till proven guilty really doesn't apply.
No, but that's true. This is about the class action. But there is a criminal one going against
you. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about the statute of limitations. Because when you've got a person that is under the age of 18 in the United States, then usually there is a statute of limitations that's told for a period of time until they reach majority. And then after that, there for criminal law, there's a statute of limitations, but also civil law.
Civil, 2 years
yes.
from their 18th birthday in California.
Exactly.
So everyone's every place is
so
different.
So nothing in our article talks about the statute of limitations, and I would really like to know how they're going to get around the statute of limitations.
And as to the nine-year thing, I would just like to postulate a theory, and it could be a crazy one, but that Weinstein says, not right now, honey, but keep coming back. Because Weinstein's own lawyer said, this is the casting couch. It's been the culture in Hollywood for many, many, many years. And so it's possible
good
that
or bad.
Weinstein, yeah, right, for what it is. And so it's possible that Weinstein would say, well, not now, little girl, but come back later and we'll figure something out.
Eat the candy and then
we'll
talk.
The thing about this case, the Weinstein case in general, the thing that I find interesting here is that it seems to me that they are trying, that the victims and that the system is really trying to change what the term consent means. Okay? So, in a typical case where it's a forcible sexual assault, where somebody is fighting against it, clearly there is no consent there. If somebody is passed out drunk, there is no consent there. All right? What they're doing here is changing consent to be, if I make you a promise and then you agree to engage in a sexual act with me and then that promise does not come to fruition, is that now tantamount to you not giving consent? Which changes the law and changes the definition of consent from what it had been previously. And that gets us back to our slippery slope, but we're coming up on a break.
But you know what, though? This teaches you one important thing. Don't go into politics and stay out of Hollywood. I guess we're not going to Hollywood because I don't want any of this going on.
Nope.
All right. We'll be right back with our we're going to talk about O'Connor and Rehnquist and a possible marriage proposal.
Stay tuned because there's more Radio Law Talk coming up on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And, of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
So, former Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Rehnquist, is very interesting. And this is something that I didn't know. His name is William Rehnquist, those of you who are younger listening to our program. And he was a Stanford graduate from Stanford Law School. What I didn't know is that Sandra Day O'Connor was also a graduate of Stanford Law School, and they were in the same class. Not in that class. She was younger, but they were in the same law school together. A couple of interesting tidbits that I don't know if you guys caught, but I really caught this. So Sandra Day O'Connor started Stanford Law School, and those of you who've been living under a rock for quite some time, Stanford is one of the top law schools in the country. And not only the top law schools, but it's almost impossible to get into. Sandra Day O'Connor was accepted to law school and started law school at the age of 19 years old.
Wow.
At 19, a lot of us are barely graduating from high school, but at 19, she's in Stanford Law School. Tells you how bright this woman is.
When I was 19, I was a junior in high school.
There you go. I was just getting out of grammar school.
So much that she was the first Supreme Court, a female Supreme Court justice, right? She was one of the first to graduate females in her class. And this was back in the early 1950s, you guys. Mm-hmm. This is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Person. And then Rehnquist, he was the Chief Justice of this U.S. Supreme Court for many, many years.
Right.
So these are two huge players in the national arena that went to school in law school.
Well, I don't know if I'd call them players.
Oh.
I don't know. But here's some background. So they go to school together. And by the way, it looks like they're on the Stanford Law Review. Those are for the real, real smart people that I never made it on. Did you make Law Review?
I did not.
Denise?
I made Transnational Lawyer.
Oh, but that's not, is that Law
Review? No, it is. It's Law Review for International.
Oh,
I was reviewed in law school, but it wasn't the prestigious kind.
Todd and I were middle of
academic
backers.
Review.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Should we kick him out?
Yeah.
So they're both on Law Review, which is not only you're at Stanford Law School, but you're the top of Stanford Law School.
The cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop. And so as they roll in, they start dating. And, you know, why are we learning all about this? I'm going to tell you why we're hearing about all this. But, and by the way, Rehnquist has passed away, and Sandra Day O'Connor is still alive, but they're saying that she's, you know,
but she retired off the bench.
Right. That's exactly right. But she entered law school in 1949, but her seatmate was the 26-year-old Bill Rehnquist, again, attending with her, and he was on a GI Bill. I didn't know that. He was on a GI Bill, which means he was in the military. And they started dating. And they dated for almost two years. Well, at least the first year. In her second year, they broke up.
But they remained close friends.
Extremely good friends the whole time. What's interesting is everyone says, how does this happen? Rehnquist had the ear of Ronald Reagan, supposedly. And I believe that Rehnquist, and this is not a fact, but it's just you wonder if he said, hey, Sandra Day O'Connor should be, you know, put in here as a Supreme Court justice. So at least that is kind of alleged in this new book that's coming out. Go ahead.
So I have this conspiracy theory here that just popped into my mind as I was reading the names of the players. How many of you are familiar with the movie Terminator?
Yeah.
And the idea behind Terminator is that machines in the future send a Terminator back in time to take out the infamous John Connor. An interesting name as it comes to this. And if John Connor is never born, then there is no uprising. And Sandra Day O'Connor married her husband, John O'Connor. Very similar. Maybe John Connor came back
in
time.
Boy, that just threw us out on a left
foot. Denise, where are we? Are we in left field?
Hey, look. What are the one type of show we come in second to?
You know what?
Alien shows. So I'm trying to breach the gap here.
I was pulling weeds the other day in my yard and found a daylily and was wondering if that daylily should be pulled or I should keep it. But it was really nice, so I kept it.
But was your name John Connor?
We're not going to get to the point of the story, are we?
That's my whole point.
What is the point of the story?
The point of the story
is that
we're way off.
Love is in the air.
Once Rehnquist left Stanford.
What did she say? once he left Stanford.
Once
she
he left
said,
Stanford.
She wrote to her mom and dad, Denise, and said, it's, quote, does not seem the same without him. Oh, we got love in the air.
Aww.
And so, hey, guess what? So that, it gets better. So then she starts dating John O'Connor, who she met while she was at a proofreading assignment at law school.
After he traveled back in time to meet her.
Okay, Mr. Back in Time. And then they were proofreading over a beer, and inseparable after that, and she married John O'Connor, and that's why she became Sandra Day O'Connor. But what happened is the following, and I'm trying to get to, I'm building up to this. What happened is they decided to write a book, and they found a bunch of old letters. And they found a letter from Rehnquist to her asking to marry her.
And unfortunately, his timing was really bad because she had already met John O'Connor, and she declined the marriage proposal.
Now
can you
so
imagine
that's the
how
point
the,
of the story.
Can you imagine how the court would have been shaped differently had she married Rehnquist and not made it to the court, which was why John O'Connor was sent back in time to break up the marriage so that she could be on the court.
Oh,
it's all coming into play.
Oh, I see. Well, here's some more interesting tidbits, Mr. O'Connor theorist. The other thing that's interesting is they were friends forever. I mean, until the day Rehnquist passed away, husband and wives were good friends. And they lived in Arizona together at the same general area. They got together. They became super good friends. But there is going to be a new book coming out entitled First by author Evan Thomas. And I'm not saying read it, but I think it's going to be interesting to find out
what happened.
So That's about Sandra Day O'Connor and Rehnquist and their love affair and the proposal.
And Rehnquist's last words were, I'll be back.
Goodbye. We'll be back in about 15 seconds. Oh, about 3 minutes.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking pretty skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The final victim of last week's deadly shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh has been laid to rest. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers has a message for the alleged shooting suspect.
How dare you defile our holy space? What made you think you could ever do that? How would you feel if someone did that to your mother's house of worship?
The last of the 11 victims, 97-year-old Rose Malinger, was laid to rest Friday.
Senator Ted Cruz has been unyielding in his final stump speeches, attacking Democrat Beto O'Rourke's positions on everything from climate change and immigration to health care.
Congressman O'Rourke is proposing socialized medicine, the federal government in charge of your health care and your doctor.
O'Rourke says it's possible to extend health insurance to everyone.
There are a number of ways to get there, from Medicare for all to one where you use a mix of employer-based insurance.
Public polling shows the race could be as close as 3 percentage points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny. Radio Law Talk.
So, you know, we've got the elections November 6th, by the way, if those of you who don't know that. If you want to call in and talk to us about anything we've discussed, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. But Pharrell Williams, and this is not the first time, during one of these rallies, Trump uses music. And one of the songs he used was Happy from Pharrell Williams. And his attorney sent him a cease and desist letter saying, you cannot use my Happy song. Steven Tyler, by the way, of Aerosmith, also sent a cease and desist letter at one time. Because Trump was using some of their songs at rallies and told them to not do that. And some of those songs were, example, Steven Tyler. But before I get to the songs, also Prince's Estate, REM, and Queen sent some. And Steven Tyler said, don't use my Dream On 2015 song. And Living on the Edge is what Trump apparently used. And their attorneys sent a cease and desist letter. Denise, explain what a cease and desist letter is.
This is we use them all the time, and for different purposes. Cease and desist means you're asking somebody to stop doing something or face the consequence of potential legal action. And it can be used in the context of criminal. It can be used in the context of family. It can be used in the context of civil. So, in my practice, I've used cease and desist letters several times when people are making derogatory comments and publishing them out there to the world at large.
Usually it's on social media.
Right. It could be, or it could be just, you know, sending text messages as well, right? So not necessarily social media, but if somebody is doing something that can amount to or can be harassing or annoying or anything within the realm of breach of peace or that type of thing, domestic violence, then you can also write a cease and desist letter and put them on notice that if they do any further act, that would be the consequence would be maybe seeking out a restraining order to protect the person that's being victimized.
So would you like to hear some of a list of artists who have asked campaigns or sent cease and desist letters?
Yes, I would like to know.
All right. So ABBA has ABBA. A song, Take a Chance on Me.
Take a Chance on Me.
And they sent that to John McCain. Stop using that. Ooh. with your presidential campaign.
Oh, that's a funny song to be put with.
He was up against Obama, and he was losing, and he had the, brought on Palin as his running mate. So he was swinging for the fences on that one because he was behind. Okay, Adele. Adele has two songs, one, Rolling in the Deep, the other, the theme song for Skyfall, and she...
There's ABBA.
That's right. And she did a cease and desist order to Donald Trump for using those songs by Adele.
Has Obama ever had a cease and desist?
Most of the political cease and desist have gone to GOP candidates.
That's funny.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. Aerosmith, you've mentioned that. Aerosmith had Dream On. Al Green, Let's Stay Together. That was issued to Mitt Romney in his 2008 campaign.
And you know why that is? Because Obama sang that song once at a public speech.
That's right.
And remember that? He sang it when he was giving a speech, and he sang the Al Green, Let's Stay Together.
That's right.
So. Oh, and that he got a cease and desist for that?
Al Green's people loved that.
Obama did. From the guy who is such a gun fanatic.
Oh,
he's a
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Let's see. George H.W. Bush. Bush won back in 1988 when he was running for president. Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin. Don't Worry, Be Happy. So that was the cease
like
and desist
that
there.
That's my reggae coming out, guys.
All right.
Boston's More Than a Feeling.
That's a good song.
More than a Feeling. Seriously. That was 2008. Cease and desist letter sent to Mike Huckabee. Stop playing my song. Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, and Pat Buchanan have all received cease and desist letters from Bruce Springsteen for the unauthorized use of Born in the USA.
That's a big one.
I'm not trying to be political, but is there any Democrats?
Did Bill and Hillary get one from Fleetwood Mac for using Don't Think About Stop Thinking About Tomorrow in their inaugural dance?
I don't know,
but another one for Trump from Elton John, Rocket Man and Tiny Dancer.
Now, that's a funny one.
Rocket Man would have been his use teasing
Korea.
The North Korean leader.
That's hilarious.
So he got that cease and desist here. Let's see. The Foo Fighters, My Hero, sent to John McCain. Stop playing that one.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. When Sarah Palin was part of McCain's team, she was... a very fierce competitor and used to play Barracuda by Hart.
Ooh.
And Hart sent the cease and desist, please stop playing our song for you. Jackson Brown, Running on Empty. Now, John McCain's got some interesting music. Take a Chance on Me was one.
Right, I'm running on empty.
And then now Running on Empty, pretty much aptly described his campaign at the time, so he received that from Jackson Brown. Pink Houses, Rock in the USA, John Mellencamp. Those cease and desists were sent to Ronald Reagan, George Bush, and John McCain.
You're on some kind of a site. You're not getting the Democratic side.
Are you sure there's no Democrats? Look it up. There's got to be.
Well, I found one where there was a cease and desist against the Florida governor. And
but where's Obama?
He's a Democratic
Florida governor. Where's Clinton's? Do we not? I mean, I don't...
Well, let's just put it this way. The people that make the best music are Democrats. Come on.
Is that a fact? Okay. We're not political here.
The Bee Gees are not even from this country, and the Beatles aren't either. No, wait a minute. Oh, the best music. I'm
sorry. That's Jackson Brown.
The article that I was pulling
from was
from USA Today, and in the article they said, by and large, it was GOP candidates were the ones that had the most cease and desist. They had a hard time finding any against Democratic candidates.
No singers that are Republicans, is that why?
Well, it's just singers that are Republican.
Pat Boone.
They're all dead. They're all dead.
Well, you know, who's going to use country music, right?
And, so, you know, if you want to send out your own cease and desist letter, look it up on the Internet, and they actually give you a form that you can utilize to send your own cease and desist letters to protect your rights.
So, well, what about you can't use a lawyer? Put the lawyers out of business, right?
Exactly.
Well, that was an interesting segment about cease and desist letters and Trump. I'm sure Trump, every single time he gets up there and does a rally and there's a song and goes, boys, get ready. Girls, get ready. The cease and desist is coming. Don't worry about
Just got one from Francis Scott Key on that Star Spangled Banner thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know. All right, college football player is charged in an attempted double murder plot. This is a Rutgers football player that apparently is being accused. Again, this is an accusation this past Tuesday of allegedly plotting to murder his family members. This is from Fox News. And again, we review all types of news. We don't just do Fox. We'll do CNN. We'll look at newspapers. We look at everything. So the thing when we discuss all these things, it's not just one. It's a collaboration of things we're looking at. So it's not necessarily one. But here's an interesting thing. I guess it's Isaiah Bullock, 22, of New Jersey, was charged with two counts of attempted murder and conspiracy. They're saying that they're claiming he initiated a plot to murder of family members of an acquaintance. And so he's been dismissed from the team.
He's a linebacker on Rutgers,
but
right?
Here's what's interesting. It's funny, they dismissed him quickly, and this is allegations. But he's a walk-on. So I wonder if he was the star player, if they would have said, wait a minute, it's only allegations now. He gets to play until he's, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, which I believe in. Which I think you have to let people are innocent until proven guilty. And but he's a walk-on. You're dismissed.
Well, he's incarcerated, is he not?
I think he is.
So why not, suspend him
That's
or whatever?
True, but still, it's still allegations. You know, he's pled not guilty, my understanding.
But a suspension doesn't mean he's guilty.
I agree.
But there's real good reasons for the suspension.
Tell me why.
Because this isn't the only person on this Rutgers football team that has had some criminal problems.
And don't forget, there are other teams, Denise, that have issues too. But
yes.
this is just...
But this particular team has issues.
Right.
We're talking about 8 players were charged with credit card fraud in August. Now, they're innocent until proven guilty. But 2 other players were sentenced in August for roles in armed home invasions. We're talking about armed robbery. Each one of those guys got 12 years.
Really quickly, on Isaiah Bullock, updated here. This is from WGNTV.com. Apparently, he has confessed to his role, and he says that he was planning on murdering members of 2 of his ex-girlfriend's family.
Well, that's that. There you go, Rutgers.
Ouch.
Interesting. We're going to be back after this. We're going to talk a little about the marijuana laws. We'll be right back. 855 Law Radio.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee. Well, they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Speaks and the Ad Council.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk.
We're the marijuana lawyer talkers. That's what I'm going to call us.
Yes, we
are.
Because
we talk about marijuana all the time. Remember last week I talked about the new... Well, as lawyers, you can advertise the new advertising menu that you can go under, like personal injury lawyer. You can put yourself under a family law lawyer or criminal lawyer. You can put yourself under a marijuana law lawyer. And so
we should all, you know, get back Chris Rodriguez into getting under that category. What do you think?
You know, he did say he's going to come back. He was supposed to come back today, but I'm not going to tell you why. But he's coming back in the next few days. But we're just ignoring him right now because he's – flogging us because he has a real job, and so he's a legitimate lawyer. Like the three of us, are we kind of really working that hard?
I'm working my, you know what?
Are you Todd? You working really hard?
Food goes in here.
Let's talk about marijuana on the ballot in four states: two states for legalizing it for medical marijuana, and two states for recreational. So the voters of Utah and Missouri are going to choose whether patients should gain access to medical marijuana. Apparently, the polls, what I've read, are showing that it's more than likely going to pass.
And related to that issue, in a past segment, we did talk about there is a case in Utah that's a very interesting case,
right,
where one is asserting their religious rights and trying to get the initiative taken off the ballot. And we've been following that, and that's a really fun time. So check it out.
We'll
you can check our podcasts
right. And
listen to that segment.
Right. So we got Michigan and North Dakota. Medical marijuana is already legal, but residents are deciding whether or not to allow it for recreational use. So, and there's another 22 American states that have adopted comprehensive medical marijuana programs since 1996.
And California was the first.
It was. So this is under the theconversation.com. And this is, we're getting it from a number of different areas, but they're talking about this. But 72% of Democrats and a narrow majority of Republicans, 51%, support legalization, according to Gallup polls. So, but the polling is suggesting the upcoming marijuana initiatives in Michigan, Utah, Missouri, and Missouri are going to pass, but North Dakota is less likely to pass.
You know, I have to say this. The CBD oil is very helpful for people that are in pain. Because I know several older people that utilize that for their pain, and it's completely does not, you know, have any making you high qualities to it. It is just literally medical use, and
well,
it's good.
Where's the fun in that?
I think
if you're out of pain, I guess.
What's the point?
You're out of pain.
Here's the issue, though. I think ever since the opioid addiction issues are blowing up, the medical medicinal marijuana stuff is gaining traction because the opioids are harmful, and then the doctors are giving those to people, and it is legal to have a prescription of opioid
right.
type medications.
And this pharmacy just got approved by the FDA mm-hmm. for an opioid pain reliever that is 1,000 times stronger than anything on the market today, which is frightening.
It's a pill. The 1,000 times stronger is, you know, there are liquids that are that strength, but this is apparently a pill that you can take, you know, you can pop it in your
right.
mouth. And, I mean, it is amazing the technology that we have, but with every technology, there always seems to be this massive counter swing of finding a way to abuse it.
That's what it feels like, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think it's 100 times stronger than what's the one that Prince does?
Propofol or
yes.
whatever it is.
That, and then 1,000 times stronger than morphine is what it is. And it, to me, why would the FDA approve that? Who needs that? Who
I
needs that kind of pain
well,
relief?
Well, folks that are suffering
cancer
from chronic
patients.
Pain, I'll tell you, here's one of the reasons why that might be beneficial to an individual. It's common for individuals who take the spot hydrocodone, stuff like that for immediate pain here and there. They forget how much they've taken. They don't really pay attention to it. They got a whole bottle full. The next thing you know, they've taken 9,000 milligrams of acetaminophen, which is 9 pills, and they're ODing. The idea here is that if you have one pill that would be your entire daily dose, you take that, and it's slow release. It continues to release over time throughout the day, and it's regulated. But getting back to marijuana, one thing I think that's interesting is these are all ballot initiatives.
Right.
There's only one state that has legalized recreational marijuana by virtue of a legislative initiative. That's New Hampshire. They're the only ones that have done it by legislative initiative. All the other states, the state senators, state assembly folks, they do not want to do that because they're worried about their constituency, so
right.
they let it go to the voters, and the voters are legalizing it.
And what that means is they have to go out and get so many signatures. Those are the ones you see in front of Walmart asking you to sign. That's the initiative. That's what an initiative
yes.
is. People are probably going, what do you mean? What's the difference? Well, you know, the legislator can actually bring it up. One of your, you know, congressmen, congresswoman or something can bring it up and push it through. Or by initiative, you got to go out and get so many signatures, and then you turn that in, and it gets on the ballot.
There was
it bypasses
a case.
The legislature.
Right.
That's
yes.
the key.
Right.
That's
yeah.
it.
Right.
But there was a case that involved a child that was being given medical marijuana, and that was deemed to not be. It was a juvenile case. I think we talked about this.
Yep.
And it was deemed that it was not a neglect or a harm to the child, that it was actually helping the child. So the parents were not being held responsible.
Right. So I guess what it comes down to, too, is I think where the huge distinction is going to come is medicinal and recreational. So you look at statistics in Colorado, and it's affecting people.
Traffic, public safety,
yeah,
commerce,
exactly right.
downtowns.
So,
yeah.
So we have studies from California yet?
That's the problem, is under federal law, you cannot conduct experimentation and study except at one university, and that marijuana has to be imported. It can't be grown in the United States. It's illegal. So that pot now is being brought in from Canada for the studies. That's why we don't have studies, and that's why I think there's a big roadblock into getting some progress under what's a medical efficacious use and what's just recreational use.
I agree with you, and there's a huge distinction between those different uses, and I think even there is a misrepresentation sometimes at these places that are selling this stuff, because they're saying it's medicinal and it's really not.
That was a really big issue when I was a prosecutor for DUI prosecution. You know, the field sobriety tests that they have, or I call them the field coordination tests, that they give you on the side of the road, they're all designed to determine whether or not you're impaired due to alcohol. Because of the way the alcohol affects your musculature, it affects your brain, all that. They're not designed to determine impairment based upon narcotics. They're not designed especially to determine impairment based upon marijuana. And one of the reasons why they didn't have it was because it was illegal, and still is on a federal level, to have somebody go and do tests completely sober and then go get them high and have them do those tests. They couldn't perform that in America. So we would get tests from
Norway Finland
and stuff,
or, yeah,
but
right.
You know,
Holland.
You still didn't have the same funding for them to be able to do that here.
So here's an interesting thing. So all these initiatives are coming down, and there's pros and cons to arguing. The one thing is hey, now they got to pay taxes like everybody else. As it is now in a lot
pennies.
Of states, that's exactly right. What they're doing is they're selling marijuana and they're pocketing the money. And all those other taxpayers are paying taxes, and yet they don't have to on their marijuana. So here's a statistic for you. And again, I'm not advocating one side or the other, but this is the one side that advocates that. In Colorado alone, just the state of Colorado, in 2014, the revenue from marijuana sales, the tax revenue, was $67,594,000. All right? Wait a minute, $67,594,000. In 2018, just January through September, tax revenue, $200,710,655.
Wow.
Woo! That goes from 67 to 200 million. And by the way, that's only halfway through, almost about halfway through.
I know
year.
Oregon exceeded their revenue, their projected revenue for marijuana. I think it was by over 100%. They got more money than they expected that they would get from marijuana taxation.
Yeah. Well, we should talk about the Colorado homeowner lawsuit when we get into third hour, because that's a really fun discussion, and I think it's a true problem.
Yeah, no, they're bringing lawsuits about property values going down, and we're going to discuss that. We're also going to do a case or no case. We also have a little bit of fun we're going to talk about. Denise, you had a couple other things you wanted to talk about.
We're going to talk about the child's climate suit, children's climate suit.
We'll do that. So we'll be back. I'm Fred Penny, your host. I got Todd Cunin, Denise Dirks, and Cal's our producer, 855-LAW-RADIO. Call us.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.